Conscious conversation, self-improvement, decode. Hey, what's good? It's Tuk DeVere, and this is our fourth official episode of Conscious Conversations, Self-Improvement Decoded. As I've said previously, man, our listeners have tripled at this point, so I want to just take the time out to, you know, give a shout out to all our listeners, man. I appreciate everybody who's been tapping in with us, spreading the word, you know what I mean, sharing the podcast on y'all platforms. I've been taking note of the people that's been sharing it. Like, I post something, I see a couple of y'all been sharing it on Facebook and things like that, man. So, you know, 100, much love and respect to y'all. I appreciate it. I know it's still a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, a lot of uncertainty right now with the coronavirus and, you know, the state of the economy. So, man, I hope everybody out there is good. Excuse me. I hope you and y'all family's good. Hope y'all taking care of yourselves, man, health-wise, spiritual-wise, all that, man. Us right now, like, it's very important that we stay tapped in with each other, stay tuned in with the Most High, and also with what's going on in the world. Like, if you're walking around blind, man, shit, you know, that's never good in any situation. And with this podcast being about self-improvement, I like to say the one thing you have to do first before you can improve anything, let alone yourself, is gain knowledge of this said thing. You know what I mean? And that should be common sense, really. You can't change nothing if you don't know nothing about it. You can't make nothing better or worse if you don't know nothing about it. So that's where we come into play right here. It's just teaching people, you know what I mean? Trying to spread the word, spread awareness on some of these things, different ways to improve yourself, your life, your health, your situation, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, you got to gain knowledge on these things first. So, said 100 times before, man, y'all be sure to get online and Google these things that we on here talking about, you know, do your own research so you can be comfortable in the conversation. You know what I mean? When you're hearing somebody talk about something, it's always they talking about. You know what I mean? So definitely, man, y'all don't forget to do y'all homework after listening to, you know, some of these topics that we speak about on here. And then once you've gained a little bit more insight on whatever it is, hey, man, hit us up. You know, hit me up. Hit Tevin up. Hit my boy Henry up. I speak for me, myself, personally. I'm more than willing, and not to say they aren't. I know Tevin is too, shout out. But, man, we more than willing to chop it up about these things. It's still a whole lot that I don't completely understand, that I don't know to the fullest extent, as well as y'all. I know it's a lot of stuff that people are still lacking on, so it's an old saying in the Bible, man, iron sharpens iron. So, you know what I mean? That's just you bringing to the table what you got. I'm going to meet you at the table with what I got, and we're going to sharpen each other, you know? We're going to make each other better. We're going to enlighten each other, most definitely. So, y'all keep all this in mind when y'all listening to these segments, man. Straight up. We're going to get into it, though, man. Our last segment, if y'all didn't know already, and if you don't, please feel free to double back. Go check out that third official episode, man, Law and Order Part 1. You know what I mean? We give a little brief rundown on the whole Iran-Contra situation with the government and the introduction of crack cocaine into our neighborhoods, you know what I mean? Predominantly black or minority neighborhoods, to be exact. And the role that that played in the shaping of, you know what I mean, America and life as we know it today, especially us late 80s, early 90s babies. You know, we came up in this era, so definitely, man, go check that out. Do some research on that. What else did we speak on? The admiralty law and how that shit is structured, you know what I mean? Your birth certificate, your social, the Queen of England, the Federal Reserve, stocks and bonds, capital, you know, all these things, man. It definitely play a role in the life that you live in today, whether you see it or not. But as I said a few minutes ago, man, to be blind to these things is no good. To be blind to these things is no good. Like, for real, for real. So definitely, man, niggas just trying to open your eyes on a few things, man. When you speak on shit like the incarceration rate and how high that is and how it seems to just target minorities, you know what I mean? Blacks, Hispanics, like, well, damn, when your eyes is open to how that shit got here in the first place and the purpose of it being here, and, you know, it's like, okay, well, boom, now it all makes sense. And that's what we're trying to do, man, make all this shit make sense for you so you can have the choice and the power to improve in whatever aspect of these situations, you know what I mean? Your personal life, your health, whatever. About improvement. This episode, we're going to kind of stay in that lane. Take a little left. We're going to take a little left turn, man, and just kind of fast forward, bring it up to more current times. This episode is Law and Order Part 2, The New America. Law and Order Part 2, The New America. I can remember about 2 weeks ago, I saw this term on the internet. It was in a CNN article. Saw it for the first time, the term New America. One of the first things that came to my mind was the New World Order, quote unquote. I definitely don't want people to get any of this shit misconstrued or mixed up with people's idea of, quote unquote, the Illuminati, you know what I mean? The New World Order and their whole agenda, supposedly. You know what I mean? That's more of a conspiracy theory, which I don't deal with. Going back to what I always say in these segments, man, do your own homework, do your research. You know what I mean? It's 2020. We in the age of information. It really ain't shit today that you can't find. I'm going to say that again. It's 2020. We in the age of information. It really ain't too much shit out here, if anything, that you cannot find on your own, on this internet, in a book. You know what I mean? It's the age of information, man. So when we talking about, how can I put it? People are so quick to label as conspiracy theories today. It's like that shit played out. You know what I mean? A theory is damn near the same thing as a hypothesis. Both of these are in the lane of ideas. You know, that's why I deal with facts. Shit that we can actually look up, dots that we can actually see and put together with another dot to make a bigger picture. You know what I'm talking about? So, this information that I'm about to share with y'all today, man, I just wanted to make that clear. This ain't got nothing to do with no conspiracy theories. It ain't nowhere near the lane of being a hypothesis or my own ideas that I just done came up with. Nigga, this is just research. This a result of me having my eyes open, you know what I mean? Having my ears open, listening and peeping what's going on out here and, you know, doing my own research, like I say. Finding these links, reading these articles, checking out the news here and there. I really don't be on that shit just every day. But, checking out the news here and there, see what's going on, man, connecting these dots. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, I saw this term, New America, a few weeks back, and they were speaking on post-corona and how this shit is finna reshape America and our life as we know it, which is pretty evident. You know what I mean? This shit it don't take a rocket science to, you know, go outside and see this shit has changed. A lot of stores shut down, a lot of businesses shut down, not just grocery stores. A lot of people at home right now, unemployed, having to figure out a way to maintain financially. A lot of kids out of school, a lot of parents having to figure out different ways to, you know, keep their kids occupied, let alone educated. A lot of people out here in fear, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't know what to do out here, don't know what the hell coming next, let alone what's going on right now. So this shit is definitely, it's definitely done changed life as we know it out here in America. And it's going to keep changing. Like I said, New America, this shit is not going back. It's never gone back. You can look out through history. You know what I mean? It's never gone back. It's going to forever keep pushing forward until it reaches a point where, you know, in our spiritual segment, we're going to dive a little deeper into what I'm about to say. But it's going to keep moving forward, man, until the Most High come back and really press the stop button on all this shit straight up. But until then, it's definitely going to keep moving forward in whatever direction and whatever lane that the controllers, the people in power, want it to go. You know what I mean? It's going to keep going in that direction, which for the last, I would say, about 10, 15 years, it's been artificial intelligence. And a lot of this shit they be putting in these movies. They put it right here in our faces in these movies, on these commercials. Like, niggas just, like I said, blind. Blind, your eyes closed, so you can't really peep this shit and see it for what it is. But yeah, that's the direction we've been headed in for a long time. Another thing I'm gonna throw out there real quick, we were in Walmart. This was probably like, I don't know, maybe a month ago. And the little, I don't know what the fuck they call, but what they do is they just mop the floor. They mop and wax the floor. It's like a machine. And I was working in Walmart back in like, what was this, 2011, 2012. So almost shit going on 10 years ago. But this is the position that all the older cats, all the older employees, you know what I mean? This is the position that they used to have. Riding around on this thing and mopping and waxing the floors or whatever. But anyway, boom. The other week or so ago when we were in there, we went Walmart, I saw this shit riding around by itself. And at first, I'm high. I ain't gonna lie, I'm in there high and shit. So at first, I'm thinking I'm tripping. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? And this shit driving by itself. And it was, it really tripped me out because the lane that it was riding in, I think we were over in the area of like little kid bikes and little girl Barbie dolls and shit like that. I think I was in there trying to get a microphone for my daughter. But those lanes aren't that wide. You know what I mean? They're not wide at all compared to the main lane that you walk down in Walmart. So yeah, boom, that was the first thing that tripped me out. I'm like, damn, this shit driving by itself, like in this narrow ass lane. I walked up on it and checked it out, and it had like eight cameras on the front of it. Had a big ass sensor in the middle of it. And I mean, yeah, that's artificial intelligence. It's artificial intelligence, man. It's some machine with a mind of its own doing a job by itself, pretty much. And we have these small examples of artificial intelligence every day. They're all around us. You know what I mean? That little janitor machine at Walmart, nigga, we done have phones that can goddamn talk and look up things and pull up directions, give us directions, navigation and shit like that. Our cars, we got smart TVs, like all this shit. It's been around us and it's in our faces every day. Like I said, people's eyes just really close to it and close to the direction and the progression of all these things, which brings me back around to my first point that I was about to make, and that's we're in the process of seeing democracy being replaced with technocracy. And look this up, man. Like I said, do y'all research, do y'all homework. I saw that term, thought the cat that I heard it from, it made it up. I Googled it. I'm like, damn, this is a real term, a very real meaning. And it's going on right now. Like, we are literally in the age of information as well as technology. And technology is currently being used to replace democracy. So the next 10 years, 15, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to keep seeing this shit. Really, we can narrow it down to the next two, three, 5 years, we're going to keep seeing democracy and humans being replaced with more technology. And believe me when I tell you that this is all a part of the plan and all for a reason. Everything that these people do, man, is very strategic. Ain't nothing on accident. Ain't nothing coincidentally going on. You know what I mean? All this shit is a part of a bigger plan. For sure, for sure. But we definitely going to bust this shit down today, man. Teach y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Enlighten y'all, put y'all up on a few things that I just myself got put up on. Definitely, man. I couldn't wait to sit down and make this episode and share this information with y'all. So, you know, we finna get into it. I'm going to get all the lightweight shit out the way first. We spoke a little bit about the unemployment level, and not to make light of that, but you know, I just feel like I don't have to go into too much detail. Don't have to send you no links or refer no links, I should say. Niggas can definitely feel that shit going on right now around you. You know what I mean? While you listening, nigga, you know what your income looking like, and you know why it's looking like that shit. Your ass can't go back to work. The unemployment levels are looking crazy right now. The national debt, I will speak on this real quick. Something I thought was interesting, man. The debt levels right now that we seeing, it was an article that said we haven't seen these levels of debt since the Second World War. And I thought that was fucking crazy. Like, that's definitely an eye-opener, if nothing else. Before doing a little bit of this research, I didn't know too much about debt other than the obvious. Like, debt is not good, of course. You don't want to be in debt to nobody or nothing. It's never good to be in debt. But I learned that it's two types of debt. You know what I mean? You got public debt, and then you got, what was the other term? Intragovernmental debt. Public debt is like citizens, fucking investors, shit like that. The intragovernmental debt is like the debt of the government itself. This is where people get like Social Security, they checks from, and pensions and shit like that. And both of these debts put together make up the national debt. And the national debt is at like $24 trillion right now. So, of course, that ain't no good. And if you tuned into our last episode about how this debt was originally, how can I put it? The plan that the government came up with to handle this debt is through us, through our labor, you know what I mean? Through the citizens of the United States of America or whatever. So the higher the debt, like, it's worse on us. It really don't mean shit to them. This is more pressure they got to put on us, more budget cuts they got to do and shit like that. I just really learned that shit last week. So it's definitely, yeah, it's a fucked up situation right now. And as I was saying a while ago, like, the shit just going to keep moving forward. So it's really going to be on us, the people, to, you know, find the knowledge about these things so we can see the traps, the roadblocks, and the ways out. More important, you know what I mean, the loopholes, so we can finesse this shit and, you know, stop taking the short end of the stick, because that's all that's been going on for a long time. And it's going to keep going on. Like I was saying a while ago, man, it's really on us to, you know, teach ourselves, man, find the knowledge on these things so we can start to gain the upper hand. Once we got our eyes open, we won't keep running into these traps and these roadblocks and finesses. You know what I mean? We'll see ways out of this shit. Unemployment wouldn't be a big thing right now if people weren't just so dependent on these corporations. Like, if we had been, you know, taking our own money and making our own ways of making money a long time ago, like, yeah, this shit wouldn't be. It's a lot of cats out here that's straight. Like, they're not. Unemployment is not really a thing to them because they've been self-employed for a minute, which I ain't knocking nobody. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. If you haven't found the right thing to make you some money yet, you just haven't found it. But it's one thing and not finding it yet and not looking. Those are two different things. And, you know, that's what a lot of people been on out here. They not looking. They not looking for ways out. And now that this shit is crashing down on people's heads, it's like, it got them fucked up. Everybody shook out here, and it's like, man, come on. Niggas got to wake up sometime or later, man, sooner or later. But it's going to be on us, for sure. All of this shit is based on psychology, man. All of this shit is based on psychology. It's like, I don't want to say it's all in our heads, but it literally, like, this is where the control is coming from subliminal images and movies and TV shows, commercials, and the music. Like, all of this shit is a mental game. I hear all the time that 1%, it's a 1% of the population that controls the rest of the population. And that shit used to trip me out, because I'm just like, nigga, it's over 7 billion people on this fucking world. How the hell can 1%, not 10, not 20, not 50, 1% of this 7 billion control the rest of these people? And I mean, it makes perfect sense when you think about it. It's like, yeah, through psychology, mentally. Of course, they can't physically control everybody, but mentally, oh yeah, through these different avenues I just said, like subliminal imagery and things like that, excuse me. Yes, it becomes real easy to control people. And then when you start introducing stuff like fear, which is what I wanted to make that a little bit more clear in our first official episode when we spoke on the health and the 5G and the relation that has to do with, I'm losing my train of thought, with the coronavirus. It's like, they needed to scare people. They needed to scare the hell out of people into action. You know what I mean? That's what they've done. They've scared people into action or non-action in this instance. You know what I mean? Now people at home, they done scared you to the point, yeah, you ain't trying to leave the house. Like, motherfucker talking about martial law. All right, ain't gonna be no martial law. Nigga, they don't have to call it martial law. They just call it quarantine. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to send no military out here to keep y'all in the house. Y'all keeping y'all selves in the house at this point. You know what I mean? So it's just like, and that's a small aspect, man. It's a whole bunch of different aspects too. How this shit has scared people, and what that fear has done to them, like what situation it's placed us in. And real quick, like speaking on, you know, the corona and fear and psychology and all this, if y'all will Google Event 201, you know what I'm saying, Event 201, read that, man. See what that's about. Disregard all the other bullshit links you're going to see on the internet about, hey, Bill Gates didn't have nothing to do with this, or his prediction of coronavirus didn't come from this. Never mind all that shit. Let's get into the conspiracy theories, which I was saying earlier. Like, don't get lost in that. Just look at what this Event 201 was about, and the result that the people involved in this were looking for. And I'm going to give you a brief little, you know, summary on it. But they pretty much linked up at a hotel in New York and ran like a simulation to get some predictions on how this coronavirus was going to affect the economy, how it was going to affect the people. You know what I mean? And the first thing, me, I work on common sense. Like I said, all these theories that I was exercising, shit, nigga, apply common sense. Why would anybody, right? It's one thing when you preparing for something, like a motherfucker say, hey, we preparing for war. All right, cool. If you don't know exactly when war is coming, all right, yeah, that's understandable. You do what you need to do to prepare for it, you know what I mean? But you're not finna be preparing for this shit, spending money and time on this shit day by day or week by week, month by month, whatever, unless you know that this shit is coming sometime in the very near future. You just not. It's going to be a waste of money, waste of time, waste of manpower, all that, you name it. But boom, in this simulation, man, they were predicting a whole lot of shit, like, okay, it's going to kill this many people. It's going to infect this many people. This is how people going to act when they see it, when the outbreak comes. These are probably the cities that it would affect the most. And I'm looking at all this shit. I'm like, damn, it seemed like y'all knew this shit was coming. Like, what the fuck? Boom. The simulation was ran. Let me get the date. I wrote it down. Let me get the date. October the 18th, 2019, bro. That's like 6 weeks. That's like 6, maybe 10 weeks before this shit broke out. You know what I mean? In China. So 6 weeks prior to this shit breaking out and really infecting people in China or wherever it broke out at, 6 weeks prior to this, it was some people meeting up and running a simulation. Common sense should tell you something is wrong here, right? Mine would, indeed. You know what I'm saying? But okay, cool. Let's not even let that one simulation, let's not let this one detail of this whole story format our perspective on the whole thing. So boom, we're gonna toss in another detail, right? This event was hosted by John Hopkins. I don't know how many of y'all know about John Hopkins, that whole association, but a little brief rundown on that. Boom, they just focus on health. You know what I mean? That's about as short as I can put it. Just anything, AIDS, Ebola, just they do a whole bunch of research on a whole lot of shit regarding the health, you know what I mean, of the Americans and shit like that. Bill Gates has been funding them for the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years. He'll throw them 10 mil for some AIDS research over here. He'll throw them 10, 20 mil for the Ebola research over here. Oh, you want to look into some cancer shit? Boom, here go 10, 20 mil. I think he done gave them like over 200 something mil, you know what I mean, in the last X amount of number of years for different types of research, right? So boom, John Hopkins hold this event, do this simulation, come up with some predictions. About 6 to 8 weeks later, corona pops out in China, Tokyo, wherever the fuck. Now I got people really scared, right? Which they had already predicted. I mean, like, okay, damn, people going to react like this. Boom. Comes out into fruition. Got people really scared. Motherfuckers racing to the stores, buying tissue and all kind of other irrelevant ass shit. Everybody got masks on. Everybody got gloves on. All these businesses closing. Motherfuckers don't know how they gonna eat the rest of the year. It's just crazy. It's fear everywhere, right? Boom, now here comes psychology. Bill Gates steps in shortly after all this shit. Google GAVI, Gavi Alliance. It's a company owned by Bill Gates and his wife, right? And this company is pushing with the help of John Hopkins. They all fund each other, which I thought was fucking. I'm like, damn, y'all niggas are in cahoots. That's what we call this shit, nigga. This ain't partnerships, nigga. This is cahoots. But anyway, boom. Gates is his Gavi Alliance company. Okay, now that the virus done broke out and all this shit, he got this new thing he pushing called ID 2020. And this is I'm gonna summarize this. Let me think. Okay, ID 2020 is a new way to identify people who haven't had their vaccines. This is what he's pushing for right now. Google these things, people. Say if it was, I don't know where y'all at right now. If you're in your car, say if it was three other people in the car with you. If you're in your house, say if it was 10 other people in the house with you. So 3 and 10. If it's some other people around you and you are in fear of your health, you don't want to catch this coronavirus, and you need to know who has it and who hasn't been treated for it yet, Bill Gates' whole ID 2020 situation is the solution to that fear right there. And what he's going to do with it is provide people with the vaccination. In the vaccine is going to be a microchip, one. And this microchip is going to be like to, well, so they say, it's going to be to view people's medical records and vaccine records and shit like that through the eye of technology, of course. Be way easier to pull up on somebody and if I can just scan your fucking chip that you got in your arm or something through this vaccine, if I can scan this chip and see when the last time you got a shot or whatever versus, you know, getting on the computer and looking it up or however the fuck they do it right now in the hospitals, that would be more convenient. So, boom, that's one. Gonna vaccinate you, put the microchip in you for that reason. Two, this vaccine is also gonna come with a mark that they're calling the quantum dot tattoo. And this is just gonna be, that's the ID. You know what I mean? It said it's gonna be able to be read only by like a specific, you know how like on the phones right now, they got the QR codes or even Snapchat. Boom. Snapchat is the perfect example. How you can cut your camera on Snapchat and put it on somebody else's profile thing on a ghost and it bing, it, you know what I'm saying? It brings up their profile and you can follow them like that. This quantum dot mark shit is going to be the same concept. You know what I mean? Somebody can scan this mark and be able to see it and ID you as one of the people that has gotten a vaccine. So it's like, okay, they good. They got the vaccine because we can see the mark right here on our scanner on whatever the fuck, however they choose to scan it. So boom. Of course, with the alley-oop from fucking John Hopkins. John Hopkins just did the simulation, got some numbers, some estimates, you know what I'm saying? And this is how I'm putting it together in my head. He done got the estimates for Gates. They released the virus. Boom, it go according to how John Hopkins and them just predicted it. Now, Gates, it's his turn. He done got the alley-oop. He like, all right, shit, we got him scared, and it's enough of them scared, and it's enough people supposedly infected, which the numbers, bro, all this shit is crazy. The stats, like the numbers that we be seeing on the news and shit like that and on Instagram, all these numbers are tallied up by another organization, the World Health Organization. They are they tied up with Gates and them too. You know what I mean? Gates funding money all the time. I think, matter of fact, Google this shit. He is only second in donations to this organization. He only second in line to the U.S. government. So the whole government is giving them money all the time for different researches. And Gates is giving them money. And the only person that's giving, only people, corporation, that's giving more money than Gates is our government. So it's like, boom. And they're the ones tallying up all the numbers. They tied in with John Hopkins. They tied in with Gates. Gates got the damn quantum tattoo shit and the ID 2020 shit. It's like, nigga, come on, bro. All of this shit, y'all like a triple threat. Y'all like a triple threat. Y'all just passing the ball around from what I'm seeing and the articles that I'm reading and the shit that I'm putting together. I'm like, okay, the picture's getting a little bit more clear now. John Hopkins had to scare, get the numbers to see how many people was going to be scared. Whoever the fuck released the virus had to release it to actually get people scared. Now, Gates, let me rewind. The World Health Organization had to boost the numbers up, you know what I'm saying, and present the numbers to the people to maintain this fear. And now Gates is finna backdoor with his alley-oop with the ID 2020, get everybody vaccinated, which ain't too many people finna fight. Don't nobody want to get sick. And I just did some air quotes. Don't nobody want to get sick from the virus. So, of course, they finna rush over here and get their vaccinations. Boom. It's like a win-win-win for these people. And it's all rooted in fear, man. It's all rooted in fear and psychology. You know, mental manipulation. This shit is real talk, man. It's real talk. But yeah, Google that. I'm going to run it back down through that real quick. The Gavi Alliance, G-A-V-I, you know what I'm saying, Alliance. Y'all should know how to spell fucking Alliance. That's Bill Gates' company, John Hopkins, Event 201. That was a simulation. And the World Health Organization. And it's either the World Health Organization or the World Health Association. But Google them in their relation to the COVID numbers. Like, they're the ones who tally up all the numbers. So, of course, and I'll be asking people, man, every day when I go around, when I'm moving around through the city, because where I'm at in the Metroplex, like, all this shit ain't completely locked down. So I still be, you know, moving around. And even if it was me, I'm hard-headed, I still be out here sliding. But anyway, boom, when I be moving around to the stores and shit like that, I be asking people, like, hey, have you seen, not even on some trying to prove a point, just trying to, you know, get some insight on their perception and how they seeing this shit. But I be like, man, say, have you seen, how many people have you seen sick? How many sick people have come in your store today? And they'll look, be like, well, damn, you know what? None. I ain't seen not one. But it's always somebody. I run into somebody and be like, oh, well, you know, my cousin, Shaniqua in Louisiana, she caught. Yeah, all right. Well, I hope Shaniqua get better, but damn it. The news say, the World Health Organization say, it's like, nigga, thousands of motherfucking people daily getting sick, and not only getting sick, dying from this shit. Bro, I ain't seen not one. Nigga, y'all ain't put no obituaries on the TV, on the socials. Nigga, I ain't seen nothing. So it's like, you know, just based off of what I just told y'all, man. And like I said, Google these things. You know, I ain't just come up with that shit out of thin air. But yeah, of course they finna say the numbers are high. And you know what I mean? That this shit is real bad. So people can stay scared so they can keep that control. You know what I'm talking about? Nah, for real, man. Hey, this shit is crazy, man. Look, our next topic. Y'all Google the social credit system, man. Social credit system in China. And we finna be on that shit. I give it like another 10 years. And somewhere in between now and 10 years from now, we definitely gonna be on this shit. We done already started taking steps towards it. But again, I say people are blind, man. They blind to the plays that's being ran out here. So they don't really... All this shit just look like, nigga, a mirage. It just look like random shit happening. It's like, man, say, once you start doing that research, keep your eyes open, you'll see, like, oh, damn, you start connecting these dots. But anyway, over there, they got, and you know, they government, like, on some totalitarian shit, you know what I mean? Which is what we, this is the point of all this shit. When I say, oh, they want to control us, like I said, fuck all the conspiracy shit. They don't want, ain't no democracy in their eyes. They don't want no democracy. Fuck the Republicans. Like, nigga, we just want control. You know what I mean? Like, totalitarian government. A military policed state. You know what I'm saying? That's what they pushing for. And they pushing for this shit through the avenue of artificial intelligence. But check that social credit system out. I'm gonna only say a couple things about this. Really... Shit, let me pass the ball to my nigga Tevin real quick, man. And, you know, let him run y'all down through there for a little bit on the situation. You know, get you more acquainted with what we talking about, man. I love you. You ain't letting up on these niggas for nothing, you
know? All right, man, we're going to just run down through this little freestyle through it. So, basically, with the Bill Gates thing, he wants to come back and give you a vaccine after he's going to put fear in you. You're going to ask, like, why is Bill Gates going to put some fear in you? Or why is the whole world going to put fear in you? Well, vaccinations is pretty much just for just make you sick, break down your immune system. You can look all these things up. I actually have, like, the pyramidal chart elements that it has inside of that, including mercury, you know. Things like that to fuck with you, mess with your brain. But anyways, we ain't gonna get that far into it. But going down through it with the AI system, you know, the AI system, artificial intelligence, basically gathering a whole bunch of information about you. Yeah, that's right. All about you. So it can pretty much just learn how to handle you, you know. You know, kind of like if we brought like a credit card score, you know, let's say in real life. If you were to act bad, you know, your points go down. If you were to act good, your points go up. Well, what kind of good and bad things does that fall under? Let's say if you start speaking out against the government, something that they don't like, your points go down. You start speaking good about them, or, you know, you just stay out the way, just kind of stay hush-hush, you know, quiet, or do as they say, your points go up. Or if you tell on people that people are talking about the truth, and you know it's the truth, but you tell on them anyways, your points go up. Well, that's called social crediting. About it, somewhere like 07, 09, I think China introduced that over there to their world. It was like pretty much like it was a credit, you know, like a real life credit card for yourself. You know, you was able to either go buy things, travel, you know, buy certain cars, use certain things, go eat certain places if you had a good social credit. If you was bad, you was shamed in public. And you was pretty much on a blacklist. You wasn't able to go anywhere. You can't fly. You can't buy cars. You can't get on a train to travel. And you pretty much it's probably like thinking like, well, you know, why would anybody do like this? Or why would this be true? Well, you can just look it up, you know. Or just ask the people that flee China that come to America. They still talk about it. You can ask them. I'm pretty sure they're not going to lie. But just look up a few things about it. So, with the AI mixed in with that, they gather information in about you. So that's why AI, like, you know, artificial intelligence, you know, like your Snapchat, when you're on Snapchat and you're doing all them filters and your face moves and it moves with it and it has some little dots on your face, that little shield that pops up, yeah, that's called AI. It's recording your face. It's recording your movements. So like iPhone and all that good stuff, how you can talk and move like a little animal face, that's AI. It's learning about you. You think this is just for you to feel good and make fun, making little text messages and stuff, sending through each other and just, you know, just being, you know, just shits and giggles and stuff. Like, nah, man, they just learning about you. They learn how your face moves. They learn how you talk. Then they're going to put it in one big-ass computer. You know, they download it. Basically, a whole brain, you know.
All right, lawsuit, California, and all the, you know, Zuckerberg, Obama was in it.
So all the
they was suing them for misuse of artificial intelligence. And
it's they selling some stuff off, you know, selling artificial intelligence off, some gather information off to foreign people, foreign investors. Let's say that, you know, people that want to gather information, they want to buy it. And they have a lawsuit against, you know, Obama, Hillary, people like that. All your people that you follow in politics that you so highly like basically on the Democrat side, really. You know, they kind of in some scandals. Like Zuckerberg, Facebook, all that stuff on Facebook, he's been gathering information on y'all since day one. That's why he comes out with stuff. There's lawsuits against him all day. You know, all the official stuff that she does, and he pretty much selling everything off to everybody else, or foreign policies. I mean, well, not foreign policy, but foreign governments, you know. So, well, anyways, we switching subjects on that. Let's go ahead and add that 5G with the mix of all this. So the little towers up there that's hanging up there, you know, the little pyramid looking towers, the little sensors, I used to test them a while back. We used to have like a special crate, you know, a special crate that come in on the ships and whatnot. Yeah, one of them big old things. It had special foam, big old long blue foam, like a triangle to a point, like all the way, you know. It's probably like, I'm not kidding, it's probably like maybe 200 of these little things, or probably about the length of my arm on a wall, pointing to this little sensor, you know what I'm saying, that I'm testing. So I got four big ass cables hook up. And I'm reading the RF signal, you know, how much does it like pulsate, you know, at a, it's like it gives off a radiation, you know, basically like a signal. But it has motors inside of it too. So I'm adjusting the tilt. I'm testing the tilt of the motors. And then I go from, you know, probably like a good 10% all the way to 100%. So the towers that's up in the building, you know, y'all, it's operating at about like a capacity of 15 to 20% right now. It's, you know, and some people are already getting cancer from these things, and you can get cancer because it's a radiation. It gets off radiation. I know it, we had a special crate, how we had to test them. It's RF signal. Not to mention I'm in automotive technology, so I know RF signal is in your car. It gives a small percent to your radio, to your keychain, to start your car. That's an RF signal, but it's a low dose. This right here in the towers gives up about, you know, 100 times that. And it's only at a low dose that they have it. But if they were to turn it up, it can burn damn near a hole in you. You know, it can rearrange your cells. It can rearrange everything in you. It can give you cancer. It can literally hurt you. It can kill you. Like, I'm not lying. This is why in China and other places, they're burning this technology down because they know what's going on with their people. You know, it's using it as a weapon. In the army, they have this as a crowd disperser. They hit you with this and it disperses crowd. You feel like you're getting burnt. So, you know, if anybody's talking about 5G, man, just hear them out and look and do your own independent research. Know that it can kill anybody. It does not matter what race you are. Doesn't matter what, you know, what you are. It can kill you. It's radiation. So understand what kind of game they playing out here. But yeah, man, I'm out. Go holler at your boy. T-Man OG signing out. Tevin Roberts, you know, on Facebook. Get at me, Snapchat. I'm on all that.
Yeah, you know, my boy had to run y'all down through that real quick. And I'm glad, you know, he was able to come through, chop it up with us one time, man. It's always good. Like I said, iron sharpen iron, man. You know, hit us up. We'll be more than happy to chop it up about whatever, man. Coming to the end of this, like bro said, man, hey, best believe we are in a data war out here, man, for real, for real. All these companies, Facebook, all the social media companies, you got creditors, you know what I mean? Intuit, goddamn, Credit Karma, such and such. Like all these companies, that's all that's going on right now is a big war for, you know, our data. Our personal information, you name it. Chopped it up about the social credit system in China. Go check that out. You know, this shit is real deal. The digital currency. Facebook got a digital currency project going on right now. Excuse me. China's central bank is running some simulations right now with some digital currency, meaning it's already in rotation over there. We're coming to a cashless society. Coming up on that real fast, man. And y'all mark my words. Less cash, less control. Remember I said it. Y'all go check out the Next Web, TNW. It's a website, man. They got a lot of good news, a lot of good articles, interesting articles if you ever just, you know, want something to read. It's, what's the word, nutritional at the same time. But they did a study, and it showed that we spend an average a little over six and a half hours. It was like 6 hours and 42, 43 minutes, something like that. But a little over 6.5 hours each day online. You know what I'm saying? You put that in a year's time frame, that's 100 hours a day per person. It's like over a quarter of the year. So we might as well be just online for 3 months straight. You know what I mean? 4 months straight out of the year. It's crazy when you think about it. And what makes it so crazy is shit, because we still losing. We in the age of information, in the middle of a data war, sitting online half of our goddamn days and ain't trying to make no moves. Ain't trying to make no plays, ain't trying to learn nothing, ain't trying to execute nothing. So it's just crazy for us to even be, you know, in the equation. And how long would that last? You know, with artificial intelligence right here, I would say on our heels, but at this point, it's kind of surpassed us. If we've gotten to a point where a robot, a piece of technology, can perform a job just as well or better or faster, whatever, as we can, then, yeah, at that point, artificial intelligence has surpassed us. And if we just sitting in the equation, just being a common denominator, you know, we just getting passed around here, there, getting taken advantage of in all these different aspects. It's like, shit, what good are we to the equation, man? So definitely something to think about. Hopefully we gave y'all some food for thought today. Like I said, man, Google all these things. You can rewind this shit as many times as you need to. Pause, stop, all that good shit. So ain't no excuses, man. Lace yourselves up, brace yourselves up, and get ready for what's coming. You know, so we can have the best chance, man, of coming out on top of all this shit. Like I said, fuck it, boom. If it's the age of information and artificial intelligence is the new thing, all right, let's find some companies. Let's sit down. You know what I'm saying? Those of y'all who's listening, let's sit down. Get with each other, man, on these networks and the face-to-face. You know, I'm still down with the pull-up. I'm still down with the impersonal, you know. Sit down and look at some of these companies we can invest in, man. See what's up with some stock, you know. If it's a data war, goddamn me, hey, let's find out how we can get in there. Throw a couple of jabs, you know. That's what I'm about, man. So that's why we do all of this. It ain't never for nothing. We ain't in here just looking up these facts and, you know, recording these podcasts just dry ass. I don't give a damn about no cloud. I don't care who know or don't know that I know this stuff. You know, but it's like, shit, if you just as interested as I am for whatever reason, you know, hey, let's see how we can win from this shit. Real talk. But yeah, man, that about wraps it up for today's segment. This was Law and Order Part 2, The New America. You know, hey, y'all follow me on them networks, man. Get with me. You know, to DeVille all across the board. You know, get with me on that IG. Get with me on that Snap, man. On that book, man. Get with me. I don't really be on that book too much. You know, but shit. Add me on that. I follow you back. All that good shit. Y'all keep streaming that 24 single, man. That shit doing real good on Spotify. You know, look me up on any platform. To DeVille. Get with me, man. Yeah, we gonna go ahead and sign out, though, man. Peace and love. We appreciate y'all tapping in. Until next time, this is Conscious Conversation, Self-Improvement Decoding.